Curtis sent back to him that I could not talk to his man out in the middle of the street. When did we in this country stop people from talking on public property? Didn't we? Don't know?
I don't know.
Well, I have a Waterman LLC, so you're not one of on me. To him. Okay. I would like you guys to look into that area that we're talking about, the lake and the duplexes and the mall up there. I had two different people that's been in this area, Cheney County, for a long time, said there used to be a dump up there and, you know, trees and a dump for people. Like a dump. Today, you can't build on top of it. So would you check and see if that actually was a dump at one time and the lake and that's all made on a dump? Because I think the state would like to have talk about that one.
We could check into that.
And he has done nothing with our covenants but throw it in the trash. And I just don't like it. And I'd like to get your vote against this tonight, if you would, please.
Okay. You guys have any questions?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Carol Gaskell, and I live at 126 Prairie Drive. And I live right here.
Thank
just
you.
Two houses up from Holtz Lake Drive. I've lived in this neighborhood in my home for 9 years. And the reason why I chose this neighborhood was I had looked at several areas in and around Branson, and I decided that Cross Creek was where I wanted to be for the reason, the quality of the homes that were there, also the quiet neighborhood that existed, and the pride that the people took in maintaining their properties. And I might add, I have the most wonderful neighbors. When I heard about the concept of nightly rentals coming into Cross Creek, needless to say, I was very concerned about protecting my financial investment in my home. The reason for my concern was the quality of the homes that are being built by BuiltRight. The new homes are not comparable with the previous homes that were built. I contacted a realtor, and he provided me with a market analysis on my home. By law, when a property is listed, the realtor must disclose that there are nightly rentals. The realtor told me that nightly rentals will lower the value of my house. The longer I hold on to my property, the greater the loss. I'm sure that my neighbors can't afford to lose their investment either. This is my last home because of my age and my ability to take care of it. I can't afford to lose financially on my home. The money that I've invested in my home is supposed to go to my future health care and housing. We have 52 single-family owned homes and currently in Cross Creek. Two more are under construction. Since I wrote this, there are a couple more that are under construction, so that is not accurate as of today. Nightly rentals are not compatible with what currently exists in Cross Creek. I'm asking you to deny the approval of this concept of nightly rentals, as was denied by the Planning and Zoning Committee. I ask you, place yourself in our shoes when you make your decision, please. Thank you for your time and attention. Thank you.
Any questions?
I do have a question for you. I'm sorry, you referenced that there is a law that requires agents to disclose when nightly rentals are used. Do you know which law that is? Can you reference the law?
They have to disclose anything like that to the future buyer.
Okay.
And, yes, it is a law.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Could
you blow that up, Scott, to get an idea of the percentage build out in the platted lot.
Well, now, some of these, right along here, it doesn't show that there is a house there. There is a house.
So that's an older...
2015. They're flying radar now. So, or LIDAR.
There has, well, for instance, Don, I don't believe your home is up here either. Is it? Oh, here they are. But your home is not there.
This is 2015.
And those children are my neighbors, and I watch them every day playing in their yard. And I feel so badly for them that they can't ride their bikes.
So we're, what, three-fourths build out?
I haven't been in there and counted the number.
But close, thereabouts.
I think some of those roads are looking, county roads now. But.
You're looking.
You know, I might add
50% there.
Mm-hmm.
I might add one thing. Since I've been there 9 years, when I first started over here, this is 76 or up in that way. When I first started approaching my subdivision where I live, I'm not tall enough. I would cross the road. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I would cross the road going across the lake. And it was very passable then. It is not now. There's so many potholes, and I know people have tried to fix it by filling in the holes, and of course that eventually erodes. I don't even use that road anymore. I have to go all the way around to T Highway, and then up Hose Lake, and then to my home.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anybody else? Go ahead.
I live at 480 and I'm not Hulse Lake and I'm not very good at maps, but I would just like to say that if you have ever come around the loop and come down T Highway, the traffic is tremendous. People cannot turn this way or that way. And then we get to Hulse Lake, which everyone comes in Hulse Lake, unless they come over the rocky road. And the streets coming on to Hulse Lake to go out, have to go out. So on our street, we will see nothing but traffic day and night. And also, we have very little lighting and we don't have any curbs. We have grass out to the blacktop. People get out and walk their dogs and everything, and if you have a dark dog walking at night, you're in trouble. But to have this kind of thing come in, if you look around this room, you can see that this is a predominantly senior community, but with many young people wanting to be here, and they're good, healthy families. And this is just an awful thing to do. It may seem like we need to grow and we need to do these things, but sometimes people are more important. Thank you.
Real quick, yeah.
In the original meeting, when it got rejected,
we had a petition. If I'm not mistaken, there was 93 people that signed that petition to reject nightly rentals.
Okay.
That shows you how the neighborhood is. They don't want it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, is there anybody else? Okay. Does the applicants have anything else they want to state?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to go over a few of their points. I'll start with pulling it up on the map and directions. It does bring you in, coming down 76 from Ransom. It brings you in this way.
Okay.
To get in and out of what we're talking about is this project. If you look at the pictures, it's a fully developed road with curbs and gutter. But you can go back to the pictures. It's one of the widest streets in the entire subdivision.
Can you pull it up?
If you look, it'll have lay down curb all the way down the sides, and on the high side, it's got raised curb.
And no curb, no sidewalk. No.
There is no sidewalk, but there is curb.
No, no.
Okay. There's a curb.
Okay. Okay. Let's
see that? See that curb?
I think they're somewhere else, but they're not.
No, this is the subdivision. There's the lake. Get a close up of that, you'll see it's all curb.
So,
at the very end of the subdivision, the last two lots are not developed with a road. That is absolutely correct. Right there, there's two lots past the end of that gravel that don't have a road.
So are you saying that where there's grass there, that
so right,
can...
Right here, this is about the eighth lot.
Okay.
Okay, actually the eighth lot is probably about 20 feet into there. Okay?
Right here, I'll jump for you.
Yeah, so if you look at it, it's right here.
Okay.
So we have a couple lots past it.
Okay,
that don't have a road, but the rest of it does have a road.
And you will build that road?
We'll have to build the road to get in there. I mean, we won't build the road all the way out to T Highway, because we don't own any other property past there, so there's some rules and regulations in place to build out the road, put in a hammerhead or whatever to for traffic.
Can you pull back up the GIS?
So in this project, people keep referring to duplexes. In this particular project, we didn't ask for any duplexes or anything like that, which by the covenants do allow duplexes anyway. Not the covenants, sorry, by what was passed for zoning in 2001.
Right.
There is one bad spot in that road just before you turn onto Sunrise from the Sunfest side that the county or somebody cut across, or maybe the electric company or water company. We don't know. It's about 2.5 feet wide. That needs to be fixed, which we don't have a problem fixing.
Steve, my concern I would have, though, is if this was to ever take place, if people had to drive all the way around and come across Holtz Lake Drive just to get to that spot. I mean,
well, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't. To get to this spot, you come in right here. There's a turn lane here coming into the shopping center and stuff, and this is the road. This road circles all the way around and comes back out here and has a turn lane.
And that's 76, isn't it?
That's 76. So this is 76, and then you come down, this is T, and then you come down here. People aren't coming through the subdivision to get to this part.
They
are.
They are.
We live there, we know.
General people can drive through the subdivision, but what I could also submit a traffic report that shows that nightly rental fully rented 100% of the time on a, this is a different project, it's a 19 unit project, but they did residential and they did nightly rental. On 19 units, it says there's 181 vehicles that travel daily. On 19 nightly rentals, it's 191 at full capacity. Fully rented 100% of the time year-round, which doesn't happen. So technically, traffic is not a bigger issue.
I have a question for you. Do you currently operate nightly rentals now?
We do not.
Okay. So do you have an operation plan for management?
We don't have it completed, but we are working on it with Step Above Realty.
Because, you know, that's going to be one of the main concerns, just like with this road, is, you know, the rules of not parking on the road and stuff.
Correct.
Is a big concern.
Yes. We do know that. And we're fully working towards that. I mean, we're, you know, it's not like we're doing this tomorrow. We're just working on the steps. But we are working on putting a fully implemented plan for the nightly rentals. So we are working on that. So the, being that it is, has access through to two commercial areas, I would also just mention that the county says they don't want the responsibility of the dam, so to speak, but just for everybody's information, that piece of property is owned by the public, which is the county already. Whether there's a road on it or not, the public, county, however you want to look at it, takes responsibility for that piece of property because they have already taken that right of way. Just because they haven't chose to maintain the road doesn't take out the liability. In reference to the signs, we did put them up for the no trespassing. That's an insurance issue, because it is privately owned land, and as a builder, we have insurance, so They requested that we put no trespassing because of the water. We would be willing to set up an association collectively with everyone.